Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're talking about Luke Cage Season 2, Episode 7, On and On.
All that right after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Hey, Jeff Randall. So, this was a really good episode. I should have known, full spoiler alert, everybody. I should have known that as soon as they gave Comanche that much character development in the last episode.
Oh, he was dead.
He was so dead. I hate that I know that. I hate that that's the only time they give people character development. It kind of drives me nuts. But I did, yeah, it was pretty clear that something was coming. With one of them, and Shades is far too interesting to leave behind. Do you think that Shades knows Mariah's in danger? He saw the fire, and he didn't seem rattled by it at all.
I think that he is at a point to where he just doesn't give a damn about anything.
Yeah.
Because he just had to kill his best friend.
Well, he also said, I should have seen through that shit.
Yeah, what do you think that says about me?
What does that say about me? And do you think that means that he is...
I think he's reevaluating.
Yeah, he's reevaluating things for sure. And I don't know. I'm watching that fire burn and him not look upset, and it makes me think, okay, is his... Because he also asked Mariah a couple episodes ago to sell the club to him. So, like, is he just trying to become the king of his own hill, which is the club... And doesn't really care about Mariah? Is this all a play? Or does he care about Mariah and he's reevaluating his own ethics as a hard thug? Like, is he reevaluating the fact that, like, he didn't see through his best friend that was actually a snitch? It's like the worst thing you can be. So what has he been doing sidling up to Mariah, you know?
I don't know, because he knows that Bushmaster is taking over. He knows that Bushmaster has, like, stolen all of, you know, everything. They know that Piranha's dead, so what Bushmaster would have done before killing Piranha is take everything, like, get him to sign over Power of Attorney and all that. So
it sounds like he did steal all the money. And yeah, it looks like, and the club.
He did. We saw the money get deducted from her account. And I'm
so all
betting
that is damage done.
He signed over the club. So there's no point in Shades sidling up to Mariah now because she doesn't have anything. So I think at this point he's saying, you know, she doesn't have anything. I have been blinded by all of this, by my emotions. Like, I just need to hang out, assess, and see where everything falls. And I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I gotta say, man, this was one of the most emotional episodes of television I've ever seen.
That's awesome, man. I thought it was really great. They did do a good job. So often, there's shows that do exactly this, and I hate it. When you set up a character, you've never really had much... You don't take the time to really establish the characters earlier, and then the episode before or the episode that you kill them, you give them tons of character development. And I don't know, it's something The Walking Dead does a ton of. If you're watching The Walking Dead and you see someone with a lot of character development, they're probably dead that episode. They're dying very soon. And it's like they're just trying to handle this huge ensemble cast. But this did not feel bad to me. And normally I hate that on The Walking Dead because I'm just like, you're telegraphing what you're doing. This is supposed to feel like a show where anyone could die at any moment, but I can always tell who's going to die based on which character you're giving the most screen time to and the most emotional scenes. But this did not feel that way to me. And I don't know exactly why. It just felt more deliberate. And for one thing, these stories feel small. Like, I don't feel like this story is bloated and oversaturated. And so Comanche's been there since the beginning. And so to give him a little character development and then, you know, have it be his downfall. And I mean, we've been seeing that he's been meeting with that cop the whole season. And so we've gotten a little bit along that we know who he is and what he's about. But that last episode just really built up the two of their relationship. And so to have Shades kill him was really rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that broke my heart for Shades. Yeah. And I did not know that I could feel so strongly, like, so, I guess, endeared to a straight-up gangster like Shades is.
I don't feel endeared to him anymore, and I'll tell you why. It would have endeared me to him when he walked over and he tried to give his best friend a last final happy moment and started talking about the things they did as a kid together.
Yeah, you remember when we stole those hot dogs?
That moment was beautiful, and I wish they'd left it there. Well, I don't, because I like what they've kind of made me hate Shades at this point. I cared about him up
You're
until that moment.
You're supposed to.
I know. But like up until that moment, they did this great job of making me care for him, even though he's a horrible man. And then they turned it and really twisted. They had him. He really twisted the knife in his own best friend by saying, "I should have seen it then," you know, or like, that shit blinded me. You know, I didn't see the snitch in you.
Yeah.
And his friends lie on the floor dying and crying, and he just coldly makes him have his last thoughts be how he failed, you know? I thought it was going to be a beautiful moment among friends, and instead it was just a really character developing how cold Shades really is. And that Shades is rough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. God, this whole thing just... this episode was like... It was breaking my heart all over the place. Like, I feel really bad for Shades. I felt bad for him in the moment. And then, like, you know, he's progressing however he's progressing. Like, he's, you know, delving into madness, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I don't know where he's gonna land. And, like, I'm kind of sad for him. And, like, you hate him, so I kind of, like, I feel like you're talking me into wanting to hate him, but then I'm kind of resisting it, because I don't want to hate him.
I mean, you do you, like, man.
I'm sad for him.
I hate the character, not the performance of the actor. I really love what they're doing.
Oh, God, Theo Rossi's killing it.
Yeah, really.
And then, like... Good. When Luke and his dad were having their conversation and DW interrupts that, I'm like, no, stop. Don't interrupt this. Like, just let Mariah die so that him and his dad can hash it out.
Yeah, it was weird. The first time they did the kind of quick cuts between those two storylines, I was like, what's going on? I felt like it was a mess up in the editing the very first time, because they went to Luke for this very important thing. And they gave him like two lines, and then it cut back to Mariah. I was like, wait, what? And then I realized what they're doing. Go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, but it was very deliberate and like beautiful. That's the way that they told that was amazing.
Yeah.
Because you've got this like this big reveal of vengeance on one side with the bad guys, and you know, they're like the bad guys on bad guys, basically, and there's vengeance coming through there, and then flip it over, and then there's like this story of forgiveness happening where somebody is trying to forgive and be forgiven, and the other part is like, I don't know that I can, I'm still holding on to it, it's hard, but they want to, you know? And it's just the two sides of this human interaction going on. It's just so fucking good. Oh my God.
Yeah, it really is. I felt very connected to Luke in this storyline. My dad is also a pastor who has had his own moral failings in my lifetime, which we all do, but my dad has had some not exactly similar, but he's had his own shit, and so like watching this was very it was very interesting. Honestly, this character reminds me a lot of my father, so it's kind of hard to watch, and not feel overly connected to it.
Yeah, and just everything that's happening now, all of these stories are just intertwined and weaving, and like I'm speechless over how amazing this show has gotten.
It's pretty darn good.
God, and there's 6 more episodes.
Yeah. They've gotten so okay, we got to talk about the last thing in this episode. Mariah wants to hire Luke, and yep. And that like that face Luke makes was I cracked up. I laughed so hard at he's like, "What did I start with this whole hero for hire thing?"
Yep.
Which yep. we didn't mention, but wait, was it this episode?
Yeah, it was this episode.
It's actually said hero for hire?
Oh, no. It was earlier.
It was at the end of last episode. I just remember Piranha saying, actually, I know. I think it was this.
It was 2 episodes ago.
No, they said hire a hero or whatever in the same sentence, but I think it was either this one or the one before it where Piranha's like, "You're my hero for hire," or something like that. Like he actually said hero for hire, which I thought was pretty great.
Oh yeah. Well, that was the last episode where they were talking in the old theater. Man, where he was saying it.
Such a crazy couple days between all these episodes we're watching and all my work. I just everything's running together. I just feel like that was this morning, but it wasn't.
Was Luke playing music? Was he in the crowd? Or was that me? It's all blending, all of it. Like, did I kick a hole in a wall?
I don't know. Did you?
No. That was definitely
not,
Luke.
Not this time.
And so, like, they found Piranha's head being eaten by piranhas.
So epic.
I kind of saw that coming. I was just like,
yeah.
I heard a splash. That's obviously Piranha being eaten by piranhas. It might just be his head knowing Bushmaster. And then
it was
aquarium.
Very much exactly what I was expecting Bushmaster to do. Particularly as soon as he said, he comes in the room, he's like, "So you like fish?" And like I was like, "Oh no."
No.
He's going to get it.
So, how did you feel about Luke pretty much immediately kind of shrugging off the paralysis and swimming to the surface?
I thought it was a little weird.
It seemed a little sudden.
Yeah, it was like whatever that stuff he did was only a mental game. Like it was all in his head. He was able to just overcome it through sheer force of will. Like, which didn't seem like the case last episode.
I don't know. I mean, like, maybe the water washed it away or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It was a little weak.
Yeah, it. And they didn't really explain it very well.
No, we don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah. Wow, we don't even know what it was, other than, like, it's some powder that he pulled out of his pocket. Like, do you just walk around with pocket full of shit like that?
I mean, I do. Just
in case you need to
mostly electronic
blow it in
devices.
Somebody's face.
So I got a power bank for my phone, which I am excited about. But the thing that's weird about it is I just feel like I've got so many cables and wires hanging off me when I'm trying to like walk around with a power bank in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's reasonable. He just had like a pocket full of dust.
Yeah, no, it was a little weird.
Some sort of dust. No, like, does he ever accidentally like put his phone in that pocket and like pull it out and be like, "Ah, damn it. Somebody get me the air duster."
Yeah, I'm assuming he came with that specially ready for Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna leave my phone at home.
Don't wanna get it all dusty. All magic dusty. We got our first team up. Well, real like we're now working together as vigilantes team.
Yeah.
Up with Misty and Luke, which is pretty great.
And it was so funny when she was just beating the shit out of guys and Luke is just watching, just like, huh. She's wow. Okay.
I thought for sure Tilda was dead.
Yeah.
When he said, "Let's see if you're a better son than I was, or you're a better child than I was," or whatever.
Better daughter than I was a son.
Yeah. That was. I thought she was going to stick around too long and get herself in trouble, which she did. But that's the show we're watching. Luke Cage saved them. And honestly, Mariah lying on the ground, asking for Luke's, or being shocked that Luke helped her and asking for him to work for her, was kind of powerful in that it seems like she might have a chance here to maybe get out of the life, or maybe, she's at least looking to hire a good guy if she's not going to, like, maybe break the cycle a little bit.
What I
love about that is the fact that Luke's actions can actually have impact on these people, and she just looked so shocked that he would help her, and that was kind of touching. So
yeah.
Let's see what happens when Luke Cage is hired by Black Mariah.
Yeah,
I think he's going to take the job.
I think so. Do you think he's going to bring Misty along with him, or do you think Misty's too broken up over Ridenour?
Oh no, I don't think Misty gets broken up. I think she just gets angry.
Yeah.
At least like she gets broken up, but she internalizes that shit and just continues working. That's how she deals with stuff, which is not completely healthy, but it's how she's going to
I just lose rolls. Myself in my work.
Yeah. She's going to throw herself at her work and get herself in some trouble. And it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So let's watch the next episode. Guys, if you're enjoying these, you were halfway through now, but they should all be at patreon.com right now. So all of the Luke Cage episodes are up and live if you want to become a Patreon subscriber. And here's a trick. You can go become a $1 Patreon subscriber, pay like one time, and you get the episode. You get all the episodes. So, or... you might do that, and you might be like, you know what? I like supporting these guys. So go over to patreon.com, sign up. It's something you've been thinking about. If you're a podcast listener, there's tons of podcasts. The thing that always is the barrier for me to do that kind of stuff is I don't want to sign up on a new service and have to learn how to use it. but I tell you, Patreon is super easy. You like click three buttons, put in your credit card information, and you're there. It's a trustworthy site and all that stuff, but it's also just super easy. I've become patrons of a couple different things, and it's pretty great.
I just love that you're trying to talk everybody into it.
Yeah, I'm just telling them the benefits and how easy it is. For real, that's all true. I know what it really does. People always give me this pitch on podcasts and YouTube videos. For years, I was like, I don't want to go. I mean, like, I don't mind giving them a dollar a week. That's fine. But I don't want to, like, figure out how to use Patreon. But you just figure it out once, and then you're there, and then you can support all your favorite shows. It's pretty great. We're the MCU Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We're at MCUcast.com, at MCUcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/MCUcast, MCUcast@gmail.com, or you can call us at 573-CAST-MCU. All those places you can leave feedback, and we'll be doing lots of feedback episodes once we get all these episodes out to the world. We'll talk to you all real soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.